Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Continues on down the back straightaway, but heavy damage on the right rear corner of the Stanley Tools Dodge as it jumped out from under Elliott Sadler in turn two.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, and Galen Stewart with you as always. Action from the All-Star Race at Lowe's Motor Speedway, which our own hero, actually Washington State representing in that race with Casey Kane winning it and Greg Biffle finishing second. So congratulations to both those guys. Okay. We went to... this is so cool. Yes, go ahead.
Can I interrupt?
Yes. I want to interrupt.
Okay.
Yes. While we're talking about Washingtonians doing good across the country, I want to say kudos to Gary Taylor again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Another Sooner region ASCS win out there.
Cool.
Driving his Triple X. Congratulations to Gary.
Last week, so if you missed that interview, you can go to our website.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at that.
Yeah. Give us a call for tickets, too. 425-304-1380. We want you to give us a shout.
Ryan Fisher's been making some noise in the ARCA. Taylor Malsom finishing 12th or 13th.
That's true.
Yep. Guys are doing good.
Yeah, they are. And our
local boys.
Yes, that's always cool.
So did you guys hear who's actually on the poll then for Saturday night?
Kyle Busch.
Well, you know, I'm going to say
that
because
me.
You're sharing a little bit of stories. My mom, Casey Kane's holding the pole. How long? Get off work. Call my mom. My mom goes, oh, my gosh, that little snot. Did it again. You know, I just don't like
How
that.
How dare he?
I just don't like that young man.
How dare he?
She's not a Bush fan.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. We go to Las Vegas. And we are flying into Las Vegas, and I happened to look out the window, and it was, you know, gosh, what time was it? Probably about 9:30 at night. We're flying, and, you know, the plane's dropping. Uh-huh. I happened to look out the window, and I see the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and the lights are on. I thought, what? And I mentioned to Sherry, I said, what are the lights doing on at Las Vegas Motor Speedway at this time of night? She goes, I know.
And that's all?
And I know better than to further, you know, probe further. So, I think that night we finally got checked in. We go to get something to eat, and she tells me that the reason that she knows that the lights are on is because for my belated birthday present, on Friday we are going out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and we are going to visit the Mario Andretti Driving School. And I
Whoa.
Thought, wow. And I have my choice. I can go for three laps in a two-seat Indy car. Three laps at 180 miles an hour, or I can go six laps at 140 miles an hour. I think I'm going to go for the three laps.
You did?
Yes.
180.
And Sherry went too, and it was just absolutely the most amazing experience. What was cool was, is in my carry-on bag, I took my tape recorder, and here's what we recorded, so check this out. Well, I am here at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is Steve Mortland for North Sound Racing. And it's a beautiful mid-80s day here in Las Vegas, and I'm about to go for three laps at about 180 miles an hour in a two-seat Mario Andretti Driving School Champ Car. And I'm here with the driver. His name is Ted Love. And, Ted, tell me what I'm in for, would you?
Well, it'll be three quick laps. We're going to get up to 180 miles an hour by the halfway through the first lap. And then we'll carry that speed through the corners. So within a half a lap, we'll be doing 180, and within about 30 seconds, the ride will be over. So it goes pretty quick.
So tell me why you're qualified for me to put my life in your hands for 30 seconds.
Well, let's see. I've been out here doing this for almost 9 years now. So I've probably got 80,000 miles around this track.
Wow.
So, you know, that's, I guess there's a little qualification. And then before that, I've done a lot of road racing, formula cars, and sports cars as well. So I can turn left and right, but for the major part of the time I've been out here, I've been going around in circles on the speedway here.
And most of your experiences have been in open wheel cars, or have you done, you know, full fendered road cars, that type of stuff as well?
Yeah, I've actually run a lot of endurance racing in sports cars. So we run Mazdas and BMWs now.
So tell me about what kind of car we're going to get into here. What type of power does it have, the kind of the history of the car?
Basically, the car is designed originally after a 99 Renard. And then in the two-seater cars, we actually stretched the car another 11 inches and then stuck a seat behind the driver. So you're basically sitting in there almost like a bobsled with your feet around the driver. And then they're powered by basically a 358. It's a motor that we've had built specifically for the school. So we get a lot of high mileage out of the motors, a lot of torque, and you know, they're designed to be performance, but also to last for quite a long time. And they put out approximately between 450 and 500 horsepower, but it's a very streetable, manageable type motor, yeah. So they do last quite a long time.
Yeah. And you've been at this for how long?
9 years.
9 years.
About. Yeah.
Do you live in the Las Vegas area?
Yeah, actually, I lived in Las Vegas for a while, and then we just recently moved to Henderson, which is just another suburb outside of Las Vegas.
All right, you ready? Let's go do this, huh?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's go.
All right. This ought to be cool. We'll see how it goes. I just got out of a two-seat Indy car with, as the backseat passenger, boy, I'm sure thankful they give you a steering wheel to hang on to, because that is absolutely the most incredible experience. Still out here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the mile and a half tri-oval. Just an absolutely incredible facility. Everything in here is just really clean. And what we're going to do, I met a gentleman, he's actually in the Air Force, his name is Rory McDonald. Lives in Washington, D.C. He's originally from Daytona Beach, Florida, out here on vacation in Las Vegas. And just decided he wanted to get into one of these two-seat champ cars as well. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Rory McDonald right after he gets out of the car. It's an unbelievable experience. The G-forces, he doesn't even lift like you heard heard Ted talk about before I went out. So We're gonna wait for Rory McDonald to make his way out. We'll get a word with him because, man, what an experience. All right, we're going to talk now with Rory McDonald, who just got out of the two-seat car. As much of a grin as I have seen all day long. Tell us about your experience in that.
It was incredible. It was truly incredible, man, especially for my first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I waited such a long time to try this out, but... on the second lap, I think that's the fastest one that he goes on. Like, my body, like you were talking about how you can feel the inside of your gut coming and sucking in.
Yeah.
I was like, good gracious, I was trying to, I had my legs wrapped around him so I wouldn't move as much. It was so fast.
It's amazing what parts inside of your body can move when you have no control, huh?
Exactly. You're holding on to the steering wheel like...
All right, so what's next now that you're a speed junkie?
I think that I'm going to save a few dollars and I'm going to drive myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm going to do. It's a heck of a feeling. I think that you should do something in your life that, you know, you really, really have a desire to that you just can't do on a professional level like these guys do.
You know, the thing I noticed about it, I mentioned earlier, was it is so amazing that when those guys are in those things and there's, what, maybe 30 other guys out there just as fast, and they're trying to go around each other and all this thought process that goes through their mind, you know?
How in the world do they do that?
I know.
I don't know. But that's what I was thinking. I was hoping that would have happened out here to kind of have that experience of seeing the car next to you to actually get an idea how fast you're really, really going.
Yeah.
But it was great, man. It was really, really great. I'm going to have to do this again.
Now, when before you got out there, you made sure and called your mom and told her what you were doing. What?
I'm most sure.
What did mom say?
You know, the first thing she said, you have to be out of your mind. I won't use the adjective that she used right before out of your mind, but. Yeah.
Well,
she didn't know about it. You know, you can't tell your mother anything like that up in advance to have their nerves working early. So, you know, I told her right then. She's sitting on it right now like, my son, she probably called her girlfriend. My son, girl, you will not believe him. He is in Las Vegas trying to drive an Indy race car. So, yeah.
So when you call mom in a few minutes, what are you going to tell her?
Get out here,
do this.
You know, I have to think on that one. I don't know what I'm going to tell her.
I want to choose
get ready for Andretti.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Rory. Appreciate it, buddy, and it's good to have you on.
All right.
Take care.
And that was that.
Wow.
What an incredible, incredible time. And thanks so much to Sherry for lining all that up. That, and she was the one that held the microphone, catching the sound effects, and just an incredible trip.
So there's actually a steering wheel behind
the
driver that you hold on to. Can you turn it?
No, you can't. And you thank God that you can't, because that's the only thing you've got to hang on to, because gravity and centrifugal force just pins you in. And you've got this thing, and you know, when you're tall like me, you have to look around, you know, the driver's head. You can't look straight forward, because
right.
all you've got is just this white helmet in front of you. And it, what an incredible, and Rory, he was so funny. He had his buddy with him that brought him out there, and his friend just thinks that Rory's just got totally off his rocker. And Rory would be going by the front stretch, and he'd look over at us, and he was trying to flash a V sign as he went across. He just couldn't get his arms out. Oh, he was just great. It was so much fun. And I have the information. If you ever get to Las Vegas, you have to try that. It is the Mario Andretti Racing School. And their phone number is 704-785-6869. A gentleman by the name of Chris Benham is the coordinator for this. You can get their information at AndrettiGordon.com. And also, you went to the Richard Petty
We both did that
school.
One. Yes.
And they are there at the same time. And you can... Oh, man, I'm just all worked up just hearing that again. It was very cool. www.1800bpetty.com. And if you are in the Las Vegas area, save your money and go experience what that is like. You will never forget it. And, again, thanks so much to Sherry for all of her work and getting that lined up. It was just incredible. So I got to calm down. I'm starting to pit out. My deodorant's letting me down.
It's a good thing we're all got our own studios here.
Oh, yes. One more thing I got to tell you. Thank you. Roland, our tour director, the last track that we stopped at on the tour was the Bullring, you know, and he showed the area where you can, you know, for $40 you can park outside of turns 3 and 4, bring as many people as you want for $40, bring a motorhome, bring a U-Haul, whatever you want. You can put couches on there, anything you want. It's really, they've got it figured out. So he says, well, I think that we can get out onto the track. Because the Richard Petty School was done. They were loading up. They were taking their stuff to the garage. And Andretti School, they had a whole deal from, I can't remember the casino that was doing their, the what?
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, Planet Hollywood, yeah. was doing, you know, treated their employees to this Mario Andretti thing. And so we had a window of opportunity to go out onto the track. And we're in a 9-passenger Ford or Chevrolet van.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah. And he, Roland says, now, you two in the back, you're probably going to fall asleep because we're probably going to go about 100 miles an hour slower than, but I'm going to get this old thing up to 85 or 90 miles an hour. We're going to go out on the track. He comes out through the pits, goes out onto the approach, right onto the back. Actually, he takes us up on the banking and parks, stops on the banking, and you're just leaning over to the left. It was really a neat.
Were you belted in?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Oh, of course.
So our group wasn't.
Oh no. So he goes down onto the access road and goes out onto the backstretch, just stabs it, and he's going around turns 3 and 4, comes out, comes through the dog leg, and just as he crosses the start finish line, we hear this. Oh no. The van ran out of gas.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He tried to, you know, he was coasting along. And I thought, oh, this guy's just joking. But he coasted it down, and you could see how hard he was trying to turn with no power steering to get into the pits. Glided into the pits, and he had to go tell his supervisor, who was manning the Andretti trailer, that he had run out of gas and he needed to borrow her car to take us and the other couple back up to the gift shop so we could go. So, but man, it's, you can probably hear my voice. It's just absolutely one of the coolest experiences ever. So,
yep.
Fun to do. Who we got coming up after this break?
I think after this break and after we give away a few more tickets.
Oh, yes. Give out the number.
That's 425-304-1380. That's June 7th out at Evergreen Speedway, KRKO Night.
That's right.
We'll come back and we'll have the series manager for ASCS, Greg Burgess.
We look forward to having him with us. Got lots more coming up here on this edition of North Sound Racing. We've still got race winners to announce. Brandon has been dutiful and sent his list in, and got a couple of surprises along with that as well. So stick with us. This is North Sound Racing on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.